announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
KNZA.
Well, it all comes down to this in Class 3A for the Baseball Regional Championship here at Jefferson West. The top two teams in the bracket meeting with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Number one, Bishop Ward, and number two, Sabetha. Thank you so much for hanging with us. Our final game of the triple header here today on KNZA. Captain Kurt Kilman in studio. Brandon Tamman with you. Well, our two semifinal scores had Bishop Ward knocking off Perry LeCompton earlier today, 7-0, advancing, and then they get Sabetha, who clawed their way back from down 2-0 in their final at bat of the game in the seventh. Sabetha rallies, defeating Jeff West by a 3-2 final. It was an incredible game, an incredible finish, and now we get the top two teams in this bracket. So let's run through the lineups real quick as we are moments away from the first pitch here. Sabetha, number two in the away team today, 18-5 overall. Not much changed with the lineup from that first game, but they'll go like this. Mitchell Kramer, he's going to be pitching today. He'll lead things off at the top of the order. Marcus Baumann, the senior center fielder, bats second. Christian McAfee is at first base. He bats third. Chase Fry is at third. He bats fourth. Jacob Grimm, the DH, he bats fifth. Aiden Lang, the left fielder, bats sixth. Reed Mitchell is the catcher and bats seventh. Harper Schmelzley at second, he bats eighth. And Will Ulrich in right, batting ninth, with Kyler Winger playing shortstop and in the flex position, not batting. So again, for the Blue Jays, Kramer pitching, Baumann in center, McAfee at first, Fry at third, Grimm the DH, Lang in left, Mitchell the catcher, Schmelzley at second, Ulrich in right, with Winger the shortstop. For number one seed and top ranks, undefeated Bishop Ward, the Cyclones at 22-0. They go like this here in this regional championship. Keelan Overton leads things off. He is in center field. Manny Dunn is at shortstop, batting second. Chris Mancinas, the pitcher, he bats third. Damon Esparza bats third, or I should say plays third and bats fourth. Connor Taylor, he bats fifth. He is at first base. Jaden Hendricks is the right fielder, batting sixth. Timothy Hughes, the DH, he bats seventh. Rolando Calderon is catching, batting eighth. David Hernandez is batting ninth, playing at second base. And Aaron Guest, the flex, he will play defensively in left field and not bat. So again, four top ranked and number one Bishop Ward at 22-0. Overton at center field, Dunn at short, Mancinas pitching. Esparza at third, Taylor at first, Hendricks in right. Hughes the DH, Calderon catching, Hernandez at second with Guest, the flex in left field. The winner here, moving on to the state tournament next week, which will be Thursday and Friday in Manhattan. It is a great time of the year and beautiful weather here for the nightcap, the regional championship game, with Chris Mancinas taking the bump for the all-white uniforms and the Cyclones in Bishop Ward, beating Perry LeCompton in their semifinal earlier today, 7-0. And the Blue Jays, mention again, an incredible come-from-behind win against Jeff West, scoring three in the seventh to beat the Tigers 3-2 to get to this game here tonight. So thanks again for hanging with us. Captain Kurt Kilman in studio. Appreciate all the love and recognition, those fans out there, community support all the way around. We appreciate it. A trip to the state tournament is on the line. Mancinas gets the ball. Kramer, Baumann, and McAfee for the Blue Jays here in the top of the first inning of play. Mancinas, a right-handed pitcher. And Kramer, a right-handed hitter. Blue Jays will bat first, and Mancinas, his first pitch is in there for a strike, and we are underway for this Class 3A regional championship game in Ozaukee. Kurt Kilman, studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you. Thanks again. Next pitch inside, and it's 1-1. Trailing 2-0 in their last at-bats against Jeff West, Blue Jays score three runs to get the win. Next pitch inside. Now two balls and one strike here to Kramer. The 2-1 is fouled straight back, and it evens up, two balls and two strikes. Kramer pitching here in this regional title game. He was at shortstop against Jeff West, and he had a couple of walks, reaching twice in that game a little bit ago. And a 2-2 bends in there off speed. Strike three looking. Mancinas, his first strikeout of the game, and there's one out. started off the plates inside and bends back in there, and Kramer down looking on strikes. Here's Bauman, the center fielder, rips it right back through Broadway up the middle, past the diving Dunn and into center for a hit. So Bauman wasting no time, taking that fastball right back through the hole and into center field for a single. So Bauman at first and one out. Christian McAfee nearly walked off the game against Jeff West with a home run, but drove one out all the way to the warning track in right center that popped out of the glove. The Jeff West center fielder, which ultimately led to the first of the three runs in that frame. First pitch by Mancinas is swung on and missed for strike number one. Bishop Ward at 22-0, averaging over 11 runs per game. And a pickoff attempt is not in time. Very close at first. Bauman just getting back safely. No balls and one strike here to McAfee. Pitch the distance against Jeff West. Another throw to first, and Bauman again back safely. Got good defense behind him again. Gave up a run in the fifth. An insurance run, which looked to be really good at the time for the Tigers, but ultimately, again, the Blue Jays winning it in the bottom half. Ground ball right side gets Bauman to second. The plays at first and goes 4-3 on the putouts. There are two outs, but now a runner in scoring position. Chase Fry, the senior third baseman, steps in with Bauman at second base and two down. Mancinas out of the stretch, looking back, firing home. And it curves back in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Certainly be big time if Fry can come through and the base knock here, potentially get that runner in and give Sabetha an early lead on number one in the state. Swing and a miss there. Good velocity by Mancinas. And it's quickly no balls and two strikes. Kramer struck out to begin the game. Bauman singled. McAfee got him to second on a ground out. He is there, but fried out 0-2. Mancinas gathers, sets at the belt, looks back to second, now back home. Second again, back home, and a time called. So Fry resets in the box. Well behind in the count, 0-2. Just getting going in this regional championship. The pitch. Check swing, and did he go around? He did. Fry swinging through it. Tried to hold, but he could not. So a runner in scoring position, stranded there in the top of the first. No score. Home first inning we go. It's the regional championship game in Ozaukee. No score between Bishop Ward and Sabetha.
At last it's spring. You might love the sound of birds outside your window or the calm of soft rain. Maybe the best springtime sound is the rumble of tractors revving up across the region. If you're ready to get moving and you need a loan, come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Expand your farming operations with Union State Bank, where we offer the insight of team members who are raised on farms or have farms themselves. Learn more at mybankusb.com. Come see our ag loan experts at Union State Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
This is Roy Fry at Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. I learned to drive an Alice Chalmers D17 40 years ago. Today, kids often learn how to drive with ATVs or side-by-sides. Although they look harmless, they are faster, lighter, and more likely to overturn than that old D17. I encourage adults to regularly preach safety, pull keys, or install square wheels. Kansas Insurance, 621 Main, Sabetha, 785-284-7611.
KNZA.
Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game here in Ozaukee. The Jeff West Regional, top two teams in the bracket. No score as we go to the home first inning. Just getting going. Sabetha handing the ball to Mitchell Kramer. In this championship game, he'll face Overton, Dunn, and Mancinas. Top three in the Bishop Ward lineup. Blue Jays got a runner into scoring position in the top of the first, but Bauman left stranded as Fry struck out to end that frame. Here is the junior center fielder, Keelan Overton. Overton in the win against Perry LeCompton. He was hit by a pitch and also reached via a walk, had a stolen base, and came around to score. Bottom of the first pitch, in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Good frame job by Mitchell. Defensively, Fry at third, Winger the shortstop, Schmelzley at second, McAfee's at first, and 0-1. In there again for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. The left fielder is Lang, Bauman's in center, Ulrich's in right, Mitchell catching for Mitchell Kramer. Shakes off one, shakes off two, and now a time called. Blue Jays trying to get to state for a third consecutive season. Both those teams, the last 2 years, losing in the first round in Manhattan. 0-2 was close, but just a bit outside. It's now 1-2. Last year, Blue Jays won the Nemaha Central Regional. Bishop Ward, they won the regional here at Jeff West. 1-2 is in the dirt and evens it up at 2-2. 2 years ago, Blue Jays won 15 games, won the Marysville Regional, but lost 5-4 to Columbus in the first round of the state tournament. 2-2, the pitch. High chopper, playable inside the line. Tough play for Fry. Long throw is not in time. Too much speed for Overton. And it's going to be an infield leadoff single for the junior center fielder.
Shortstop, number 3, Manny Dunn.
Overton got down 0-2, worked it back to even Stevens at 2-2, and then a high chopper to the left side. Fry is very good with the glove at third, but Overton just a touch on the speed. And the advantage for him, and he's at first base with nobody out. Here's Manny Dunn, the junior shortstop. He'll bat from the left side here. His first two at-bats against Perry LeCompton came from the right side, so a true natural switch hitter. Last year we saw him hit a home run, a grand slam. There's a pickoff move to first, and Overton is picked off for the first out. Boy, that changed quickly. Overton a little bit late on getting back, and now one out, nobody on. That is a big-time play and a good throw from Kramer to McAfee for out number one. I was talking about Dunn hitting a home run last year in this tournament. He had a two-run shot earlier today against Perry LeCompton that banged up off the scoreboard in right center. That was in the four-run fourth inning that really put the game away. He's got the advantage. It's 2-0. Check swing, but a grounder. Right side, playable. Schmelzley on a hop. Plenty of time to first for the outs. Two up and two down. The put out is 4-3.
Now batting for the Cyclones, pitcher number 5, Chris Mancinius.
Now here is the senior pitcher, Chris Mancinius, who had a good first inning himself. And he will step in for the first time against Mitchell Kramer. Mancinius, the foul ball there makes it 0-1. He was hit by a pitch against Perry. He also walked and also had a strikeout. Two outs, nobody on, bottom one, no score. Regional title game, and there's a strike on the outside corner, quickly 0-2 to Mancinius. The all-white jerseys for the Cyclones, blue tops, gray pants for the Blue Jays. Kramer steadies himself, lifts the left leg, fires in an off-speed pitch, doesn't break down into the zone, and it's 1-2. Overton, an infield single to lead off this frame, but was picked off at first and then done with the ground out. Now another grounder, same side, it's Schmelzley fielding, firing, and completing. And despite a single, Kramer facing the minimum. No score in this regional championship game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland, or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
Kansaland Radio.
Brandon Tatman here at Ozaki. Kirk Kilman, our studio producer. The final game of our triple header and the biggest one, a regional championship game. Top two seeds in this bracket, number one seed and top ranked in the state, Bishop Ward at 22-0, taking on the two seed and 18-5, Sabetha. As we hit the second inning of play, this regional title game, no score. 5, 6, and 7 in the Blue Jays lineup. Jacob Grimm steps in for the first time against Chris Mancinas. First pitch, a little bit low and inside for ball one. Grimm in the win against Jeff West. Had a walk, a strikeout, and a single, and pops this one out of play to the right side. Actually walked twice in his four at-bats and then a strikeout and a single against the Tigers. One ball and one strike. No score, top two. The shade starting to become a little bit of a factor in the infield, but still mostly sunshine. Mancinas fires one low and outside. It is now two balls and one strike. Grimm, Lang, and Mitchell, two up here for the Blue Jays in the top of the second. Next pitch, a little bit low, now three balls and one strike. Well, if you missed it, an incredible comeback for the Blue Jays, trailing 2-0 into the seventh, and now this one's hit to the left side, and it boots off the leg of the shortstop Dunn, and Grimm's going to be safe. We'll see what the scoreboard calls it. It was hit pretty well.
Number 10, Aiden Lang.
Whether it's a hit or an error, either way, Grimm, the leadoff man on here in the second. They will call it an E6. The Mancinas out of the stretch and fires in the first pitch to Aiden Lang, and it's in there for strike one. Lang with the walk-off single against Jeff West. He had the bases loaded, nobody out, roped it to left field. They'll walk it off for that 3-2 win. Next pitch, a little bit outside for Mancinas, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, mentioned as well, of course, he had the grand slam in the first-round game against Hiawatha. Cleared the fence in left center here last Thursday. He's had a good tournament. There's a strike on the outside corner, and it's one ball and two strikes. Grimm reaching via an error. He is at first base with nobody out. Class 3A regional title game here in Ozaki, no score. Winner moving to Manhattan next week for that state tournament. 1-2 on the way. High chopper fielded. Tagged first for one. Over to second. Wide throw. Tag applied in time. It's going to be a double play. So a not quite the traditional double play as it goes 3-6. And just like that, two outs, nobody on.
Catcher number 38, Reed Mitchell.
It was played perfectly by Taylor at first, right inside the line. He basically caught it on a hop right on the top of the bag and then tagged first and then a long throw to second base and unable to apply the tag to Grimm for that second out. So a chance to face the minimum. Mitchell steps in and it's now one ball and one strike. And a swing and a miss makes it 1-2. Mancinas, he struck out 2 in the first. And now after an error, got Grimm on. He still has a chance to face the minimum here. The 1-2. And it's hit well off the end of the bat. It's going to loop into shallow center field for a hit. On a 1-2 count, Mitchell comes through to keep the inning alive. It'll bring up Schmelzley.
Second baseman number 3, Harper Schmelzley.
Well, imagine that double play not being a factor. And he comes away with that hit. Looks a little bit different, but now you're trying to keep the line moving. One on and two outs. Here is Schmelzley. Schmelzley 0 for 2 with a walk in the game against Jeff West. He's got Mitchell at first base with two down. Two outs, no score, top two. Mancinas out of the stretch. He'll lift and fire. Right down Broadway for strike one. Schmelzley, a senior. 7 of the 9 in the lineup for the Blue Jays are seniors, with the exception of Kramer and Mitchell. Bounce this one straight back. No balls and two strikes, so this is a very experienced group that has been in the state tournaments in each of the last 2 years. Both those years eliminated in the first round game. Bishop Ward also eliminated in the first round last year. Good bender there, but better eye for Schmelzley. Nearly rung up on an 0-2 pitch, but he'll get another. It's 1-2. Not much of a lead at first for Mitchell. Mancinas takes the set and fires. Low and inside, gets away, and it's going to get back to the fence, and Mitchell takes second without a throw. Well, he was certainly taking his time on getting to second base. The fans were urging him to go. But he ultimately gets there on the wild pitch, so a base hit could give Sabetha an early lead. Schmelzley come through, but it's two balls and two strikes. Mancina sets at the belt, looks back at second. Will lift and fire. Oh, and it goes behind Schmelzley, and it's now 3-2. That one, they would say, just a bit inside. Will Ulrich do up next? The big 3-2 pitch coming up here early in this game. A regional champion will be decided. Ticket will be punched for the state tournament next week in Class 3A. Runner at second base. Two outs, 3-2, and a time called by Schmelzley. This Bishop Ward team at 22-0. Mancinas shaking off a sign, and another time called by Schmelzley. Game of cat and mouse between these two in this at-bat with a 3-2 pitch coming. Mitchell at second base. Mancinas will shake off one, agrees to sign number two, sets at the belt, lifts the leg and fires, and it's high for ball four. Good at-bat for Harper Schmelzley, and the line continues to move for Will Ulrich.
Right fielder, number 8, Will Ulrich.
So Ulrich, the senior right fielder, in the game against Jeff West, he laid down a sack bunt in one of his at-bats, getting a runner over into scoring position, but his other two at-bats were strikeouts. Two on and two outs here in the second. Blue Jays, Cyclones, scoreless. And he hits this one back towards center field, coming on and making a running catch. And saving a run is Overton in center field. Played it just perfectly to dial that one up. So the Blue Jays put two on, but are unable to score. We head to the home second. Regional title to be decided. Bishop Ward and Sabetha scoreless here on KNZA.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
The Rehabilitation Department at Sabetha Community Hospital offers a wide range of services, from pediatric therapy to inpatient and outpatient to home health therapy. Our therapists use a variety of therapeutic techniques in addition to state-of-the-art therapeutic equipment to develop an individualized plan of care tailored to your unique needs and abilities. At Sabetha Community Hospital, we take pride in our quality of care and our commitment to our patients.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Mitchell Kramer back to work for the Blue Jays. No score. Bottom of the second inning we go. Class 3A Regional Championship. Here on KNZA, Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman. Shout out Justin Fluke helping out earlier in the broadcast today as well. Final game of our triple header trip to Manhattan is on the line. Top two seeds in this field, including number one ranked Bishop Ward. Coming up for a second time, 4, 5, and 6 against Kramer. It'll be Esparza, Taylor, and Hendricks. Kramer shakes off the first side, agrees to number two, fires in an off-speed pitch, bends in at the knees for strike one. Esparza against Curley Compton. He was 0 for 2 with a walk. Now steps off the rubber. Does Kramer back on it. No balls, one strike. Blue Jays got two runners on that last inning, but unable to score. Next pitch low and in the dirt. One ball and one strike. Working quickly and firing. Runs inside, nearly got him. Esparza bends away and gets out of the way. And it's now 2 balls and 1 strike. The 2-1 popped up, carrying right center field. Could be trouble racing it and catching it. Never doubt Marcus Baumann in center field. That was tailing towards the gap, and he runs it down for out number one.
First baseman number 4, Connor Taylor.
So 4 up and 4 down. Here is Connor Taylor, senior first baseman. Batting from the right side against Kramer, the righty. First pitch to him. Swinging and flying it out to right field, chasing it down, and it's not going to get there in time. Or it can't, and it's up against the fence, and it's going to be extra bases. And sliding in is the senior first baseman, Connor Taylor, with a one-out double. Ulrich had a beat on it, but could not get there in time, and it one-hopped the fence.
Number 22, Jaden Hendricks.
So the first hits, or I should say the second hits of the game, beg your pardon, for the Cyclones, and they have a runner in scoring position with one out. Here's Jaden Hendricks, the junior right fielder. Hendricks in that first game against Perry Lee Compton, he was 1 for 3 with a triple and a run scored. That 4-run inning, put the game away, really, for the Cyclones against the Cause. Actually hit for the cycle as a team in that inning, with Hendricks getting it started with a leadoff triple. Right now, a meeting on the hill between Kramer and Mitchell. One out, Taylor at second, getting there with a double. No score, bottom two of this regional championship game. In the shade, starting to slowly make its way across the diamond, reaching the evening hours here in northeast Kansas. Kramer out of the stretch. He'll fire. A little bit high for ball one. At 22-0, Bishop Ward, 7 of their 22 wins have been shutouts. That includes the win earlier against Perry Lee Compton. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it evens up 1 ball and 1 strike. 18 of their 22 wins, they have given up 3 runs or less. They have given up just 38 runs to its opponents in now 22 games. That is an astounding number. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out, 1 on. No score, bottom two. Next pitch, high and outside, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. Both these teams made state a year ago. That is not going to be the case here in 2024. One team will be going home, a game shy of it. Kramer sets, delivers a high fastball, missing the zone. Now 3 balls and 1 strike. Timothy Hughes due up next. The Cyclones trying to threaten here early on in this game. A big 3-1 pitch coming up here to Hendricks. Taylor, the runner at second. And taking all the way, and it's in there for a strike, and the count runs full. It's 3-2. Plays up in the box, batting from the right side. It's right v. right. Kramer shakes off one, yes to the other. Looks back at second. Double takes, looking back. Now at home, back to second, back to home, and a time called. He throws in the pitch. Maybe too much on the hesitation from second to home, second to home, second to home. The umpire calls time. He's got to gather in and reset on a 3-2 pitch here. Likes the first call now. Sets the belt and fires. In there, strike three call, knee high. Hendricks' reaction did not agree. First strikeout, though, for Mitchell Kramer, and that's the second out. So a big second out, and it's up now to Timothy Hughes, the junior DH. Open on his stance from the right side, arresting the bat on the right shoulder. Kramer looking back to the runner at second, now fires, popped straight up and out of play, foul. And it's no balls and one strike. Taylor with a one-out double. Still at second base now with two outs. Esparza lined out to center. Hendricks just striking out. Kramer shaking off one sign, shaking off sign number two, and steps off. Strategic here in this inning with Kramer and Mitchell. No score, bottom two. Another couple glances at second, the 0-1. Ground ball foul to the left side, and it's 0-2. That was an inside fastball, just getting around it too much was Hughes. Now with that sun settling and everybody really in the shade viewing, it is a calm, cool night. Beautiful for some high school baseball, especially a regional title game between two of these top teams. Here's a ground ball to the right side, slow roller. McAfee fields, tags it himself, and that retires the side. So, Bishop Ward, they get a runner into scoring position with one out, but Kramer able to get the job done, a ground out to first by Hughes to end the frame. Two in the books in this regional title game, still no score, here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Sabetha and Bishop Ward, scoreless through two innings of play here on KNZA, regional championship game in Ozaukee in Class 3A. Brandon Tamman, appreciate everyone hanging with us here tonight. Bishop Ward 7-0 over Perry LeCompton in their semifinal earlier today. Sabetha rallied to beat Jeff West 3-2 in the second semifinal, so these two meeting with a spot, the state tournament on the line. State tournament games next Thursday and Friday in Manhattan for Class 3A. Top of the order here against Chris Mancinas. Kramer, Bauman, and McAfee two up here in this frame. Kramer struck out to begin the game.
Number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
And he will step in for a second time against Bishop Ward's Chris Mancinas. That's from the right side. Tad open on the stance. And the first pitch of the third inning is low and outside for ball one. And a 1-0, a little bit high. Two balls and no strikes. Little bit of a breeze out to right center. It's been that way pretty much the entire afternoon. Nothing too substantial in that regard. Now another pitch low, and it's three balls and no strikes. Expect Kramer to take all the way. He will, and it's a four-pitch walk. That pitch rides inside, and he is on at first to lead off the third.
Center fielder number 5, Marcus Bauman.
Here's Bauman, who has a single. He's had a great tournament. A couple of hits against Jeff West, and now an opportunity here Not much of a lead at first for Kramer. First pitch to Bauman is in there for a called strike. Defensively behind Mancinas, it's Esparza at third, Dunn at short, Hernandez at second. There's a throw to first and back safely. Taylor is the first baseman. Calderon the catcher. Guess the left fielder, Overton the center fielder, and Hendricks is the right fielder. Open on the stance for Bauman. Incredible career at all three levels. He will show bunt. He pulls back, and the pitch is outside for a ball. You're talking an incredible three-sport athlete, football, basketball. And, of course, here is senior year, baseball season, trying to get back to another state tournament. Trying to slay the Goliath here in the regional title. Shows bunt, pulls back, and another pitch low, and it's 2-1. The last two pitches, he has shown bunt. Esparza and Taylor, the corner infield. Esparza playing a little bit in, but Taylor holding on the runner at first, and that is Kramer. A 2-1 pitch. He'll show bunt, pulls back, and it's a called strike on the outside corner. So now 2-2. With Christian McAfee due up next. Mancinas taking a long look at first. The big 2-2 pitch coming. It's on the way, and it's a ground ball. Could be two. High hopper for Dunn. The second for one, and not enough time to get Bauman at first. So Kramer out, and a fielder's choice there for Bauman. He's at first with one out.
First baseman, number 17, Christian McAfee.
Here's McAfee, one on, one out. Bauman at first. McAfee grounded out to second in his first at bat. Take a tailing fastball that misses the outside corner. It's 1-0. Throw to first. Boy, a couple of close throws. Bauman back safely. The Cyclones had a three-game stretch early in the year, where they beat Maranatha Christian Academy 21-0. Next pitch, hit to the left side, fielded by Esparza, third, high throw, bringing it down and applying the tag for the out. Could have been a disastrous scenario there. Bauman to second, but two down.
Third baseman, number 22, Chase Fry.
So mentioned a 21-0 win against Maranatha. For Bishop Ward, they followed that up with a 32-0 win against KC Christian. So they had a two-game stretch where they scored 53 runs. Base hit could give the Blue Jays an early lead. Here's Chase Fry. Off the inside part of the bat, a lot of spin, fielded by Taylor at first. Underhands to first, covering the pitcher Mancinas in time for the out. So back-to-back frames, or I should say all three innings, the Blue Jays have had a runner in scoring position but unable to get him across. 2.5 in the books. No score here on KNZA.
Kime TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that'll fix it right and fast. Floyd's Truck Repair. On the road or in the field, Floyd's Mobile Repair Unit will get you up and going with an experienced staff and the parts and equipment to fix any problem. Floyd's Truck Repair. At the junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ad, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Sabetha, they've had opportunities in each of the first three innings, getting runners into scoring position, but unable to score so far, and we're still scoreless as Bishop Ward coming up here in the home third.
Rolando Calderon.
8-9-1 in the Cyclones order. Rolando Calderon, the junior catcher, leading things off against Mitchell Kramer and the Blue Jays. Winner moves on to the state tournament next week in MHK in Class 3A. And stepping in against Kramer, who has one strikeout through two innings, faced the minimum in the first and faced four in the second. His first pitch here in the bottom of the third, a little bit inside for ball one. Calderon had a walk, a single, a line out, and a run scored in that semifinal win against Perry LeCompton earlier today. Kramer's next pitch hit well, tailing towards the gap in right center, but Bauman, he has a beat on it, and the one-handed basket catch for out number one.
Second baseman number 11, David Hernandez.
Here's the freshman, David Hernandez. Nobody on and one out here in the home third. No score. Hernandez playing at second base. He had a single and a run scored. He was one for three. That 7-0 cause win, or win over the cause, should say. First pitch outside for a ball. Next pitch, fastball in the outside corner, evens it up at one ball and one strike. Mainly seniors and juniors across this 9-man lineup for Bishop Ward. The lone exception is the freshman here in Hernandez, who takes one outside, and it's now two balls and one strike. 2-1. A little low and inside. Now 3-1. Calderon lined out to center to begin the frame. One out, nobody on, no score, bottom three. Regional championship game. 3-1, Hernandez the advantage. Kramer shaking off a couple signs, now fires and delivers a strike, and it's 3-2. Took a little off that one. And now 3 balls and 2 strikes with Overton due up next. And a swing and a miss, and it gets away. Plenty of time to get the throw down to first, and McAfee stretches for the out. Well, Hernandez didn't realize that it kicked away from Mitchell after the swing and miss, so a little late taking off for first, but nonetheless, punch out complete. So two up and two down, 2 strikeouts now for Kramer. And back to the top of the order with Keelan Overton, the junior center fielder. He singled in his first at bat, but was picked off at first base on a nice play by Kramer to McAfee. First pitch low, ball one. Kramer faced the minimum 3 in the first, trying to do so again here in the third. Both teams have had runners in scoring position, but still scoreless. Another pitch off speed finds the strike zone. It's 1-1. Open on the stance is the junior in Overton, 1-1. A little bit outside, now 2-1. If Overton's able to get on, Manny Dunn, very dangerous hitter, on deck. The 2-1 is fouled away to the right side, cars beware, and bouncing next to a car and up against it makes it 2-2. Bottom of the third, no score, 2 outs, the pitch. And hit to the right side, foul again. Couple off the inside part of the bat, and it'll stay 2-2. Majority of the infield covered via the shade. The outfield's still pretty sunny. The sun's slowly starting to work its way south. Umpire calls time. Kramer back on the rubber. 2-2. A couple of foul offs here by Overton to stay alive. Here's another one. Check swing. Does he go? No, he does not. They reach down to first base and the umpire says no go. So the count runs full at 3-2. It was a high fastball. And a good job by Overton to just keep the bat on the shoulder enough. So a full count. 2 outs. Nobody on. Here's the pitch. And it's ball 4. So a good at bat for Overton to keep it alive, and that brings up Manny Dunn.
Manny Dunn.
So the junior shortstop. This is the third Bishop Ward game I have called on this field. And in the first two, he has hit home runs. And the first pitch, check swing, but it's in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. No score, bottom three, two outs, Overton at first. Class 3A regional title. Good lead for Overton. He was picked off in his first time on base. Not scared to get a big lead. Kramer looking, glancing, now firing. Another pitch just missing, and it's one ball and one strike. Who will strike first here in this regional championship? Still a long way to go. Kramer sets at the belt, looks back at first, fires, no go by Overton, pitches low. Good stop by Mitchell to keep it in front. And it's now two balls and one strike. They will call it hitter friendly. Dunn grounded out to second in his first at bat. Advantage hitter, 2-1. It's on the way. High and inside, fake throw down to first, but now 3-1. Mitchell thought about it, throwing down to first, but did not do it. So done now, 3-1 the count. Mancinas due up next. Here's the pitch. It is low, ball four. So the Cyclone starting to cook something up here with two outs.
Pitcher,
with two
five,
on.
Chris Mancinas.
So after a line out and a strikeout, back-to-back walks to the top two. Now gets it to number three in the order in senior pitcher Chris Mancinas. Grounded out to second in his first at bat. The chance for the Cyclones to get on the board, and Kramer steps off the board. Stepping back on. Big at bat here in this regional title game. Two on and two outs. No score. First pitch a little bit outside. It's 1-0. Mancinas had a strikeout, a couple of stolen bases, reaching twice in that Perry LeCompton win. Kramer looking back at second, Overton at leading, not being held, and a 1-0 is fouled straight back. One ball and one strike. Game 23 for Bishop Ward. They have scored, including their game earlier today, 247 runs. They have allowed 38. Pretty big gap between the two. Mancinas calls a time, steps off, stretching the bat above his head, gathering himself, batting from the left side, wearing jersey number 5. 1-1 count, 2 on, 2 outs, no score. Base hit could give the Cyclones an early lead. Kramer back, looking at second, now at home and fires. Popped up left side, tailing towards the fence in foul territory. Fryer trying to run it down, he can't get there. And it is over the fence for strike two. Opportunity with two strikes now to get out of this inning. Kramer has struck out two today in this game. A big 1-2 pitch. Working the ball in the right hand, settles into the glove, looking back at second, now lifts and fires. And it's fouled away. Pitch was a little bit outside. Mancinas got a piece of it. Sent it into the bleachers, and it stays 1-2. Well, Mancinas able to do something here. Esparza's due up next. But you really don't want to get to Esparza. The advantage right now for Kramer on the bump. One ball, two strikes. Overton the runner at second. Dunn the runner at first. There's the pitch. Slow roller, right side, and just foul. McAfee charging, but couldn't get there in time to pick it up in fair territory. So it stays 1-2. The Blue Jays, again, they lost their first three games of the year, and they have only lost twice since. A 1-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and that will retire the side. So Kramer comes through. He has struck out three. And at the end of three, no score. It's a regional championship. Keep it locked here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
The answer is yes, SBS. For comprehensive coverage that fits your life, trust SBS Insurance. Whether it's life, personal, farm, or commercial needs, we've got you covered. Call us today for tailored insurance solutions that protect what matters most. SBS Insurance, your partner in protection for every aspect of your life.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
KNZA.
Cyclones stranding a pair in the bottom of the third inning, and both teams have had opportunities early. We have neared the halfway point on this regional championship here in Ozaukee. Brandon Tamman and Captain Kurt Kilman. No score between the top two seeds in this bracket. Number one ranked, the undefeated Bishop Ward Cyclones, and two seed Sabetha Blue Jays.
Designated hitter number 23, Jacob Grimm.
So no scores. We start the fourth. It is Grimm, Lang, and Mitchell against Chris Mancinas here and Bishop Ward. Both teams, no runs, two hits. Mancinas shakes off the first two, make it the first three signs, and Grimm has seen enough. He'll call time and back out. Steps back in. Grimm reached on an error in his first at bat, and he takes the first pitch in there for a strike call. The 0-1. Just missing. It's close. One ball and one strike. Blue Jays had a runner at second and one out in the first. No go. They got two on and two out in the second. No go. Next pitch missing. 2-1. And in the third, they got two on. Or I should say one on into scoring position with one out and unable to score. So they have had opportunities. Both teams have today. Now advantage at 3-1 for Grimm. 3-1 on the way. He started leaning towards first, thought it was ball four. It was not, caught the zone, and it's now 3-2. Here's the windup and the pitch. And fouls it straight back, stays alive. Good cut there by Grimm. Fastball was around the outer edge, so it would have been a close call. But he stays alive at 3-2. Mancina shakes off a couple. Big 3-2 on the way. It is low, ball four. Good at bat for Jacob Grimm, and he's aboard with nobody out.
Left fielder number 10, Aiden Lang.
Here's Aiden Lang, the left fielder. The unconventional 3-6 double play he hit into in his first at bat. Now we have a meeting on the hill. Are the Cyclones infield and the coach, which is Zach Harris. No score, we're in the fourth. Blue Jays and Cyclones trying to vie for a spot in the 3A state tournament next week. Again, both these teams were there a year ago, but now playing in the same regional. Well, you can't send them both. Blue Jays trying to get back for a third consecutive year. Last two times, the last 2 years have resulted in first-round exits. So after the time, Grimm at first, nobody out. Mancinas out of the stretch. Lang steps in, 0-1 today. First pitch, a little bit low for ball one. Well, the one thing that Sabetha will not lack is fan support. They are locked and loaded here. Throw back to first. Grimm is back in safely. Didn't have too much of a lead there. Now 2.5 steps for Grimm. Mancinas on the rubber. 1-0 count here to Lang. His pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. Well, the difference between a team like Bishop Ward and a team like Sabetha, Sabetha is going to play mainly doubleheaders. And you have Bishop Ward, who plays a lot of the singles. They had a couple doubleheaders on their schedule. Now we have a stoppage in play, and they're, it's like they maybe brought the trainer out here looking at the catcher and Calderon. Trainer looking at maybe the left wrist. He don't smile, so he appears okay, but they're checking out something with either his hand, maybe his fingers. Calderon is good to go. Now the umpires meeting down the first base line. Not sure what that discussion is about, but nonetheless, they are set and ready to roll. Grimm led off the inning, worked a full count, and reached via the walk. Now Lang with a one ball, one strike count back inside the box. Still no score. Fourth inning, we are in. Mancinas out of the stretch, lifts and fires. This is absolutely belted down the left field line, but foul. It would have been a home run. Oh, my goodness. It cleared the fence and maybe 3 or 4 feet left of the foul pole. That would have got this place rocking and jumping quickly. It is a very long and loud strike number two. Just a little bit out in front. That would have been his second home run of the tournament. But instead has to battle. It's 1-2. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, how quickly things turn there. If that ball is inside the foul pole, it's 2-0 Sabetha. Instead, it's a strikeout. So one out and one on for Reed Mitchell. Mitchell singled and reached second on a wild pitch, but couldn't get past there. There's a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Mancinas stretch, sets at the belt, now fires, and another swing and a miss, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Reed Mitchell, the sophomore catcher. 1-for-1 with a single in this game. Batting from the left side, Tad closed on the stance and now calls for time. Grimm at first, led off the inning with a walk. Lang struck out. Lang was mere feet away from a home run, which would have given Sabetha a 2-0 lead. Instead, turned into a strikeout. Now a 0-2 pitch is a bender in there. Not a chance for Mitchell to get that one. And after the leadoff walk, back-to-back strikeouts. And now it's up to Harper Schmelzley to keep the inning alive. Grimm still at first, now two down. Still looking for that first run of the game. First pitch, fastball, called strike number one. The Blue Jays have had runners on base in every inning so far. But have unable to scratch one across against Mancinas. Oh, what a line drive. Goes into the Blue Jays dugout. And a gasp and a stop of the crowd to make sure everyone's okay. And they may be checking on someone in the Blue Jays dugout. A line drive foul ball. These dugouts are very close. And I can't see who they're maybe looking at. You just got to make sure that wherever it was, that they are okay. And the clapping of the crowd makes it seem like whatever the issue was there, that we are good to go. Woo! There was a gasp. You could have heard a pin drop after that rifled into the first base dugout. Everyone has to reset here. No balls, two strikes here on Schmelzley. Runner at first is Grimm. No score. Top of the fourth. Regional championship game. The pitch. Another bender and is called out. Strike three. So after the leadoff walk, Mancinas comes back striking out the side. We are halfway home. No score in this regional title game here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Hello, my name is Sarah Lukert, and I am a certified health coach at Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. My specialty is teaching our patients not only how to eat well, move well, and think well, but setting up practical, simple plans to eat clean, exercise responsibly, and remain accountable to their wellness goals. Health goals are so much easier to attain when you have someone to coach you along the way. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness in Sabetha at 284-0088 for your free consultation today.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Third baseman number 21, Damon Esparza.
We're halfway home, 3.5 down, 3.5 to go. We got bottom of the fourth coming up, Bishop Ward and Sabetha scoreless in this regional championship game. Damon Esparza, senior third baseman, leads off against Mitchell Kramer. First pitch low and outside for ball number one. Esparza followed by Taylor and then Hendricks after that. Who wants to scratch across the first run of the game? Both pitchers have been great. Kramer's next one, a little bit high, and it's 2-0. Esparza lined out to center in his first at-bat. As the shade continues to work its way across the entire diamond, as the fastball runs inside, and it's now 3-0. I would say about 80 to 85% of the field now covered in shade. There's some spots in the outfield, center field, and right field where there's still a little bit of sunshine, but left field mainly covered up. A 3-0 on the way, taken all the way, and it's in there for a strike, now 3-1. The lights now on here at the ballpark. A regional champion going to be crowned here. And this one ripped to the side on a 3-1. It's drilled into right field for a hit. And getting it in quickly is Ulrich.
Number four, Connor Taylor.
And a leadoff single for the Cyclones in the fourth. Here's the senior first baseman, Connor Taylor, who doubled the right center in his first at bat. But they were unable to get him around. A runner at first, nobody out, no score, bottom four. Kramer out of the stretch, looks at first and fires to home. And it's fouled out of play, cars beware. And it's 0-1. Well, the American flag out in right center is basically down. There is not much of a breeze at all currently. So calm right now. Temperature-wise, can't beat it. Off-speed pitch, another one tailing towards the cars. Bouncing up against a car. And it's 0-2 on Taylor. So after a leadoff single, Esparza's at first. Taylor now down in the counts on Kramer, 0-2. Taylor steps back in. Batting from the right side, up in the box, fairly straight up, slight bend to the knees, good wiggle with the bat above the right shoulder. Kramer looking off first, firing, and fouling it away. Once again, Taylor did at 0-2. So now an opportunity here for another 0-2 pitch. Bishop Ward beat Royal Valley 12-2 in their first-round game of this tournament last Thursday, and then 7-0 over Perry-Lecompton in the semifinals here earlier today, and they call a balk. That is the third balk we have seen today between these three games, and that puts Esparza to scoring position with still nobody out. But the count here on Taylor favoring Kramer, it's 0-2. He'll look back at second and fires, and a strike three call in the outside corner. Four strikeouts now for Kramer and a big first out in this inning.
Right fielder number 22, Jaden Hendricks.
That brings up the junior right fielder, Jaden Hendricks. He struck out in his first at bat. Runner at second base, now one out. No score here in the bottom of the fourth. Class 3A regional championship, and you can argue maybe the toughest regional in all of Class 3A. You look at the top three or four teams and their records in this field. There's a swing and a miss by Jaden Hendricks, and it's 0-1. Feature three teams in this bracket at above 700 win percentages. That was the only regional in the state in Class 3A with that mark. There's another swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2 now on Hendricks. Got a little bit of a piece. You can hear the little ting of the bat there. After a leadoff single by Esparza, and then a balk to get him at second base. Taylor strikes out. Now Hendricks is down in the count 0-2 as well. Kramer fires. Swing and a miss, and a three-pitch strikeout. Number 5 on the night. And there's two outs.
Number 10, Timothy Hughes.
So Esparza now still stranded at second. But now it's up to Timothy Hughes, the junior DH. Grounded out to first in his first at bat. No score with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Class 3A regional championship. Kramer looking back. The runner at second lifts the left leg and fires. In an off-speed pitch, catching the zone. It's 0-1. So he has got a groove now. Trying to leave that runner stranded and leave this game scoreless. Hughes from the right side, open on his stance. Not much wiggle with the bat above the shoulder and a time called. He wears jersey number 10. Kramer settles back in on the rubber. Rolling the ball in his right hand, puts it in his glove. Now fires, off speed, gets the call. And it's 0-2. Hughes jumped out of the box disagreeing with that call. But now you got to regather. Can Kramer strike out the side after giving up a leadoff single? Yes, he can. Swing and a miss. It hits the dirt, so you complete it to first. It's thrown to McAfee, and you better believe it. A tip of the cap. And Kramer now with 6 strikeouts, and we stay scoreless. We go to the 5th inning. No score here on KNZA.
Spring and summer mean grilling season. And if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the regional championship here at Ozaukee still scoreless as we head to the 5th inning. Brandon Tamman, Kirk Kilman, Sabetha, and Bishop Ward. Been a good day for baseball. Cyclones beating the Cause of Perry LeCompton 7-0 in the first semifinal. Blue Jays rally to score 3 in the 7th to beat Jeff West 3-2 in game 2. And now we sit here scoreless with these top two teams in this bracket. Into the 5th inning we go.
Right fielder number 8. Will Ulrich.
Mancina's back to work. 9-1-2, the Blue Jays order with Ulrich, Kramer, and Bauman. Well, we are getting word by the official number 10, Timothy Hughes, for Bishop Ward was ejected from the game. Well, that is interesting. So there must have been some kind of words exchanged. Hughes struck out to end that last inning. Well, and Hughes is going to have to watch the remainder of the game in the dugout. Well, Mancina's back to work. There's a swing and a foul tip there. Evens the count here on Ulrich at 1-1. So Hughes was the DH, so defensively, everything stays the same for Bishop Ward in that regard. But we're in the 5th, still no score. 1-1, low and inside to Ulrich. Now 2-1. And Martinez out of the stretch, or out of the windup, I should say, fires in a fastball. It's a little bit up and in, and now three balls and one strike. Blue Jays have had base runners in every inning. Three of the four innings, they've had runners in scoring position. But once again, have failed to get at least one across as we are still scoreless into this fifth inning. Trip to state on the line. Here's a 3-1. Low and inside, ball four. And the number nine hitter, Will Ulrich, walks to begin the fifth.
The pitcher, number seven, Mitchell Kramer.
Here's Kramer. He is 0 for 1 with a walk and a strikeout. And he has pitched well, as he has six strikeouts in the game on the other side. First pitch in the dirt to him by Mancinas for ball one. Mancinas now having to go back to the stretch. Not much of a lead for Ulrich at first. Next pitch rides inside and quickly 2-0. And now a time called, and there's going to be a meeting on the hill here for the Cyclones as Blue Jays are off to a good start here this inning with a leadoff walk to Ulrich and now a 2-0 count on Kramer. Mancinas has thrown 65 pitches. Kramer on the other side for the Blue Jays has tossed 66 pitches. Now again, appreciate everyone hanging with us. Regional championship. We'll have some softball broadcasts scheduled for you tomorrow across our networks as well. I'll be over in McLouth for semifinal and championship games on Care 93.7. We'll also have games from Nemaha Central right here on 103.9. Throw back to first base. And Ulrich, not much of a threat to steal. He's not leading off too much, but Mancinas has seen enough and at least threw it over there. But a 2-0 count here on Kramer. Sets at the belt and fires. That one missing, and it's 3-0. That was a close one, but just a little bit high with the fastball. I'd have to imagine Kramer takes here. And he does. It's in there for a strike, and it's 3-1. My mentality would say take this one as well, but we'll see. Make him throw you a strike, but a big 3-1 pitch coming up. It's on the way. And a foul ball slap to the right side just over the fence. And now the count runs full, 3-2. So from 3-0 to 3-2, Ulrich walked. He's at first, nobody out. Representing the go-ahead run in this regional championship game, we are still scoreless. 3-2 pitch. It is outside, ball four. That was very, very close. Mancinas wanted the call, but the positive goes to the Blue Jays. Now two on and nobody out.
Fielder number five, Marcus Bauman.
Ulrich to second, Kramer to first. Back-to-back walks to lead it off, and now two heavy hitters coming up with Bauman and McAfee. Big opportunity here for the Blue Jays to get on the board first late in this game. Mancinas will step off the rubber. Blue Jay fans starting to get a little bit antsy with this opportunity in the away fifth. And stepping off the rubber again and looking back the runner to second in Will Ulrich. This will be the 70th pitch of the game for Chris Mancinas. He lifts and fires. Bunt shown. Put down. It goes right back to the pitcher. They try to go to third and they get the lead run. Heady play by Chris Mancinas, so the bunt just changing the runners at first and second, but an out recorded. So Ulrich outs at third base. The bunt just laid down a little too hard, and McAfee fouls the first pitch out of play. It's 0-1. So you got Kramer at second, now Bauman at first. And one out. You're in the top of the fifth. McAfee 0-for-2, a couple of ground outs. One to second, one to third. Base hit could give the Blue Jays the first run of the game. The pitch. Hit to the right side. This could be two. Flipped up to second for one. Done on to first. Throw is wide, and it gets away. Here comes Kramer around third, the throw home, not in time, and an error is going to give the Blue Jays a 1-0 lead. You put it in play and good things happen. And Kramer on the move from second to home, and the throw was wide.
Third baseman number 22, Chase Fry.
Boy, they had the double play, but Dunn's throw wide of the target at first. And McAfee is there with two outs, and the Blue Jays now with a 1-0 lead. Here's Chase Fry. 0-2, strikeout and a ground out. First pitch was in there for a strike. It's 0-1. A crucial error has given the Blue Jays the first run of the game. And there's a swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. If the throw was on target to first, the double play would have been completed, and that would have ended the inning. Here's a slow roller. Oh, a backhand stop by Mancinas. Nicely done to get the out. But the Blue Jays strike first on an error by Dunn, the shortstop. And we head to the home fifth inning of play. Regional title game. The Blue Jays, a 1-0 lead.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HTLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing. Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance. Stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, the Blue Jays, a 1-0 lead on number one-ranked Bishop Ward as we start the bottom of the fifth inning. Blue Jays getting the run on no hits, couple of walks, but an error, allowing Kramer to score from second base on what was a near double play that would have ended the inning. But instead, the Blue Jays have struck first in this regional title game, 1-0. Kramer back to work. First pitch missing outside to Rolando Calderon. About the same location, same result, now 2-0. 8-9-1 in the Cyclones' order. Calderon, Hernandez, and Overton. 2-0 by Kramer. Outside, quickly 3-0. Blue Jays 1, Cyclones nothing. Bishop Ward is not lost this season. Calderon showed bunt, pulled back. It was a fastball right down the middle. Now 3-1. Kramer has struck out 6 today. He has pitched well. There's a swing and a miss. Calderon about going out of his shoes. And from 3-0 to 3-2. This would be a big comeback for the first outs. After falling behind 3-0, let's see if Kramer can do so. Yes, he can, baby. Spins it in with an off-speed pitch, and it swung on and missed. And the umpire had some words. Calderon was upset with Mitchell for tagging him. And he had some words for Mitchell as he was going back to the dugout, and the umpire quickly jumped on that and said, hey, man, don't need to do that. So after falling behind Calderon 3-0, make it 7 strikeouts now for Kramer. Nobody on, 1 out here in the home fifth. Number 9 hitter in Hernandez takes one up and in for 1. He struck out in his first at bat. The 1-0 outside. 2-0. Blue Jays 1, Cyclones nothing here in the bottom of the fifth inning in this regional title game. Blue Jays trying to get back to state for a third consecutive year and knock off number 1 in the state. Line drive, but right at Winger. The shortstop to make the catch knee high for out number 2. Winger hasn't done much defensively. They haven't had many hit his way. A line drive, knee-high catch, and quickly two outs.
Number nine, Keelan Overton.
Well, back to the top of the order with Overton. Two up and two down here in the home fifth. Overton has reached twice. He singled in the first and walked in the third. On the first, he was picked off, leading off a little bit too far. Kramer got him. And when he walked in the third, didn't get any farther in second base. But a chance to go 1-2-3 here in the home fifth for Kramer. His 76th pitch. Just a little bit outside for a ball. Fans did not like that one. It's a good location, but umpire's been pretty consistent with those outside calls. One ball, no strikes. Here's the pitch. It is foul, out of play to the right side. And it's now one ball and one strike. A Blue Jays run in the last inning via an error on what was a near double play, which would have ended the inning. An off-target throw to first, allowing Kramer to score from where he was at second base, and that's where we stand, 1-0. Next pitch in there for a strike. Overton shaking his head no, but the umpire says yes, it's 1-2. Seven strikeouts for Kramer and a chance for number eight. Blue Jays try to play spoiler on number one in the state here tonight. Time called. Overton steps back in, open on his right-handed stance. Kramer a 1-2, lifts and fires. It is hit well. Deep right field. Going back towards the fence, looking up, it's gone. It is a home run by Keelan Overton, clearing the fence in right field, and just like that, we are tied at one. A strike away from getting out of the inning, and on a 1-2 pitch, Overton bringing the heat and clearing the fence in right field. So we are tied at one apiece.
Number three, Manny Dunn.
Oh, and you can't leave one out over the plate with the next man coming up in junior shortstop, Manny Dunn. Had a two-run home run off the scoreboard in game one today. Hit a grand slam in this park last year in the regional championship. Now steps up with two outs and nobody on in what is a 1-1 tie here in the fifth. Good pitch by Kramer there to find the strike zone. It's 0-1. Dunn is 0-1 with a walk. He rounded out to second in his first at-bat. He walked in the third. Next pitch, same result, outside corner, and quickly Dunn down in the count 0-2. Two-strike count on the way. Tried the same spot, just a little bit more outside. Good eye for Dunn. It's 1-2. Calderon struck out. Hernandez lined out. And then on a 1-2 pitch, Keelan Overton, a home run to right field to tie the game, and another pitch that was close, but Dunn at the good eye. Two balls and two strikes. Bottom of the fifth inning. The pitch. It is fouled away. So two balls and two strikes, it stays. The winner moves on to state next week. It's been an incredible afternoon for baseball, and this one looking like it's going to be another fantastic finish. 2-2. Just missing. Boy, that was close again. All three of these balls have been right on the edge. But now you got to buckle down. It's 3-2. A very dangerous hitter in Manny Dunn. It's on the way. And he ropes it to right field for a base hit. So he will take first with still two outs. He represents the go-ahead run.
The pitcher, number five, Chris Mancinas.
Here's Mancinas, the senior pitcher. He has pitched well today. The one run that Blue Jays scored was unearned. And Overton earning the Cyclones run of the home run over the fence in right field just a bit ago. So done at first, two outs. A 1-1 game here in the bottom of the fifth. And here's the lefty Mancinas who steps in 0-2. And Kramer buckled down. Swing and a miss. Good start. It's 0-1. This will be pitch number 85 for Mitchell Kramer. He threw a complete game earlier this year against Royal Valley in which he had 18 strikeouts. Ground ball right side, Schmelzley working to his right, stabs it down, throws to first, and gets the out. But the damage done for Bishop Ward, a two-out, two-strike solo home run by the top man in the order, Keelan Overton, has tied this regional championship at 1-1. We head to the sixth inning here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Look out your window and you'll see trees flowering and the grass is turning vibrant shades of green. Another sign of spring is farmers preparing their fields for planting. Hi, I'm Mark Pazeska of Union State Bank of Horton. Today we recognize the contributions and hard work of farmers across the region. Our local farm families bring us signs of new life and the promise of hope and a bright future ahead. At Union State Bank of Horton and Everest, we are proud to help behind the scenes with ag loans and services. And we know our local farmers make everyone rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Protect the investment in your grass cattle or feeder cattle with a livestock risk protection policy from Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha. They've teamed up with NAU to provide a policy that works like a put option, but allows you to establish a floor selling price for livestock, plus it includes a government cost share like crop insurance. Call Roy today to learn more. Kansas Insurance, downtown Sabetha, 785-284-7611. NAU Country's an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Class 3A regional championship game here in Ozaukee. 1-1 tie between the top two teams in this bracket. Bishop Ward, number one in the state, undefeated, and the Sabetha Blue Jays. Each team getting a run in the fifth. Deadlocked at one apiece. To the sixth we go. Mancina's back to work. Grimm, Lang, and Mitchell do up for the Blue Jays. In the away six, first pitch low for ball one. Blue Jays run came via an error by the shortstop Dunn. Next pitch popped up right side. Should be an easy play for Hernandez. Makes the catch at second for out number one.
Left fielder number 10, Aiden Lang.
So the Blue Jays had a 1-0 lead. But Overton, top man in the order for the Cyclones, a solo home run to right field with two outs and two strikes to tie the game. Check swing strike on Aiden Lang, who is 0-2 today in this game. One out, nobody on. Next pitch, little up and in, one ball and one strike. Both pitches again, they have gone well and deep into this game. Now this one is roped left side, and that drops in for a hit. Guess the left fielder was playing pretty far back, but gets it in quickly, and there is a one-out hit for Aiden Lang.
Catcher number 38, Reed Mitchell.
Here's Mitchell, the sophomore catcher. It was 1-for-2 with a single. He's got Lang at first and one out. Lang represents the go-ahead run here in the top of the sixth. Winner moves on to state. Loser, their season comes to an end in drastic fashion. Mitchell from the left side. Mancinas out of the stretch and fires. First pitch fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. Mitchell singled in the second, and he struck out in the fourth. Mancinas has five strikeouts here in the game tonight. This will be his 82nd pitch of the game. Out of the stretch again, looks back at first, not much of a lead for Lang, lifts the leg and fires, bunt shown, pulled back, and it's inside for a ball, it's 1-1. Seems to be like a strategic game between these two coming down the stretch. We'll see if Mitchell continues to try to show bunt. There is one out in the count 1-1. Lifts, fires, no bunt shown, pitch runs inside, and it's 2-1. Grimm popped out to second on the second pitch of the inning. And Lang came back on a 1-1 pitch, hit a sharp single to left field. He is at first with one out. The 2-1 count here on Reed Mitchell. One of just two non-seniors in this lineup for the Blue Jays tonight. Hits this one foul, a little late to the left side. And it evens up, two balls and two strikes. Umpire sweeping off home plates. opportunity here for the Blue Jays once again. They retake the lead after it's going away pretty quickly in that fifth inning. We are deadlocked at one apiece. Throw to first. Back in time safely is Aiden Lang. A 2-2 count here on the sophomore catcher. Mancinas fires. Swing and a miss. Took off a little bit on that one with the off speed and a swing and a miss strikeout. Number 6 for Mancinas.
Baseman, number 3, Harper Schmelzweig.
So 2 outs and 1 on. It's up to Harper Schmelzweig to try to keep the line moving. Lang at first. First pitch called strike in the outside corner. Schmelzweig walked in the second. He struck out in the fourth. He is 0 for 1. Mancinas fires. Hit to the right side. Does it stay in play? It does not. Barely foul. Just a bit behind it was Schmelzweig. It could have been extra bases. But instead, he has to come back to the box and face an 0-2. Bishop Ward 1, Sabetha 1. Regional championship game here in the top of the 6. One on and two outs, but an 0-2 count here on Schmelzweig. The pitch. Waits on it, but fouls it away down the right side. Got good contact on it. Running it down is Hendricks. Got pretty close to it, but couldn't make the catch. And it's 0-2 still. And Lang has to get back to first base. He was halfway to third, hoping that ball was maybe fair, but it was not. A little bit of a pause in the action as they send a Blue Jay down the right field line to go get that ball. That was all the way into the corner by Schmelzweig. All right, here we go, says the umpire. 0-2. Big spot here for Schmelzweig. Can he come through with something big? Runner at first and two down. 1-1 tie here in the sixth. The pitch by Mancinas. Swing and a miss. Strikeout. High fastball. So a one-out single does no harm, and we stay deadlocked at one apiece. To the bottom of the sixth we go. It's 1-1 in a regional championship game between Sabetha and Bishop Ward. It's high school baseball on KNZA.
Did you know Highland Community College has been ranked first in student success among all 19 Kansas community colleges for 2 years in a row? Join the nearly 3,000 other students who made the best choice at Highland Community College. Choose a traditional college experience by living in apartment-style housing in Highland or choose more hands-on technical training by enrolling at the tech centers in Atchison or the Western Center in Baileyville. Need flexible hours? Online classes are also available. Summer and fall enrollment is going on now, so start here and go anywhere. Apply at highlandcc.edu. Choose success. Choose Highland Community College.
The smell and beauty of fresh flowers, the feeling of joy receiving or purchasing a gift. When you're ready to make someone smile, Village Sampler in Sabetha is ready to help. Village Sampler has flowers for all occasions, weddings, anniversaries, funerals, special events, and holidays, along with candy bouquets, Mylar and latex helium balloons. Village Sampler also has home decor, candles, napkins, silk arrangements, foaming hand soaps, and lotions. In time of grief, they have memorial items like lanterns, concrete statues, and plaques. Come make smiles at Village Sampler in Sabetha.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Intensity is building here in Ozaukee. Class 3A Regional Baseball Championship game. Bishop Ward and Sabetha deadlocked at one apiece. As we head to the home sixth inning of play, Bishop Ward will have Esparza, Taylor, and Hendricks against Mitchell Kramer, who goes back to work. Trying to keep this game at a 1-1 tie. Both teams scoring their lone runs in the fifth. Sabetha's on an error, and the Cyclones on a solo home run. There's a swing and a miss to Esparza by Kramer for strike number one. Esparza singled in the fourth. He is also lined out to center and now takes another one knee high, and it's called strike two. Kramer shakes off, three signs, and likes the fourth by Mitchell in the pitch. In there, Bender! Strike three, how about it? One up and one down here in the home six. Make it 8 strikeouts now for Kramer.
Number 4, first baseman Connor Taylor.
Well, 3-pitch strikeout is what the doctor ordered to begin the home half of the 6 for Kramer and Sabetha. Here's Connor Taylor, and he slows it to the right side. It's going to end up foul for strike number 1. He doubled back in the second inning with 1 out, but a strikeout and a ground out kept him there in that inning. Once again, both teams have had their fair share of multiple opportunities throughout the course of the night, but yet only both able to scratch across one apiece, but that's where we are here in the 6th. There's some high cheese and a little chin music backing off Connor Taylor. It's 1-1. Kramer fires. Missing outside, 2-1. Unofficially, 95 pitches for Kramer. 1 out, nobody on. Home 6, the 1-1 game in the regional title. Pitch that was inside, and it's fouled away, though, by Taylor, and it's 2-2. Well, we were talking about shade and sunshine. That is no more. Beautiful backdrop and evening for this one down the stretch. Here's the pitch. It is high. And the count runs full at 3-2. Jaden Hendricks due up next. The pitch. And it's hit right back up the middle. Schmelzley, backhanded stop, throw to first in time. Tip the cap. The beautiful defensive play by Schmelzley in the hole. 2 up and 2 down.
Right fielder, number 22, Jaden Hendricks.
Boy, off the bat, it looked like it was going to be out into center field for a hit. But Schmelzley proving me wrong, saying nah. Here's Hendricks, 0 for 2, couple of strikeouts. First pitch, and it's roped into left field for a hit. Right down the middle on that pitch, and he did not miss it. So a 2-out single.
Left fielder number 2, Aaron Guess.
So here's Guess taking the spots of Hughes, who was ejected earlier in the game. Don't have much details on that, but Guess was playing already in left field. Now just going to step up and bat because Hughes was the DH. But a big spot for him here. First pitch looking all the way, and it's strike 1. Hughes was 0 for 2. But Guess batting for the first time. There's a soft toss to first. Hendricks back safely. 2 outs, 1 on. Bottom of the 6th inning, a 1-1 tie here in this regional championship game. Both pitchers have gone the distance to this point. But Kramer is closing in on that pitch count. An 0-1. Swing and a miss. And a strike away from getting this thing into the 7th. Kramer has been sensational with 8 strikeouts. He will glance over to Hendricks at first. An 0-2, runner takes off, and it's fouled away. So a hit and run looked to be the play there, but Guess able to hit a piece of it, but fouls it away, and it's 0-2 still. Hendricks took off there. We'll see if he does it again. A 2 strikes and 2 outs, 1 on in a 1-1 game. Kramer shakes off 1, glancing back at first, settles and fires. Runner doesn't go, and it's hit up the middle, but Schmelzley fielding and to second just in time. Boy, that was really close. And Hendricks almost beat Schmelzley to the bag, but nonetheless, it is an out, and that retires the side. So Kramer, 6 strong innings, and we head to the 7th, the regional championship game. Don't go anywhere, people. It's 1-1 here on KNZA.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
The top priority at Sabetha Community Hospital is the health of you and your family. Sabetha Community Hospital offers surgical services of local surgeons, including Drs. Aaron Brown and Dennis Jimenez, who provide 24/7 general surgical coverage, and local orthopedic surgeon Dr. Adam Streit, who provides orthopedic services. These surgeons are committed to providing quality care close to home at Sabetha Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, folks, we got a regional championship game deadlocked at one game, or one piece, I should say, as we hit the final and inning number 7. Blue Jays and Cyclones. Trip to state on the line. Here is Sabetha and Will Ulrich against Mancinas, who's back to work, and a first pitch fastball in there for strike one. Blue Jays got their run in the fifth via an error. Cyclones rallied back with a solo home run by Overton in the home half of the fifth. A 1-1 tie. Next pitch missing. One ball and one strike. So Ulrich, Kramer, and Bauman. Here in the seventh inning for the Blue Jays. The pitch. It is hit straight away and into center field. And how about number 9 in the order, Will Ulrich? The leadoff single. And he reaches for a second time in the biggest spot of the game so far.
Number 7, Mitchell Kramer.
So Ulrich aboard and represents the go-ahead run. Great start with number 9 getting on base. Flip back to the top of the order with Kramer. He has walked twice, and he has struck out once. Fourth time up to bat against Mancinas. First pitch, swing and a miss. Or strike number 1 over the top of that low fastball. How about a game coming down the home stretch like this here tonight for a regional title? Ground ball left side could be trouble. High hop, and it gets out into left field. Esparza couldn't play the hop on the edge of the grass. And two on and nobody out here for the Blue Jays. It'll go down as a hit.
Center fielder number 5, Marcus Bauman.
Back-to-back hits to start the inning for the Blue Jays. It was such an awkward hop. Looked like it could have been routine, and now Marcus Bauman, a base hit, could give the Blue Jays the lead. First and second, nobody out, a 1-1 game here in the seventh. Mancinas, he'll step off the rubber and gather. He is closing in on 100 pitches. Both have gone the distance with him and Kramer tonight. Not sure if Kramer will come out in the home seventh. We'll see when we get to that point. Bauman puts down a bunt, but foul ball. To the left side it goes. That pitch ran up and in on him, but still got a piece of it. And it's no balls and one strike. Will Ulrich on a 1-1 pitch, a single to center, and then Kramer on an 0-1 pitch, a single to left. Two on, nobody out. Top of the seventh inning in a 1-1 game. Mancinas. Pitch number 98, and they call a balk. He lifted the leg and turned back to second, and the balk is called. It's the second balk of the game, and now the runners move into second and third. Monstrous call. Mancinas, that was made by the home plate umpire. Normally you'll see it from maybe one of the infield umpires make that call, but he had slowly lifted the left leg and then turned back towards second. And now the coaching staff for the Cyclones want an explanation. But as it stands right now, it's a balk, and Ulrich's at third, and Kramer is up to second base with still nobody out. Well, for the Blue Jays, this is your time. And speaking of time, it is called. And this might be it for Mancinas. We'll see. Well, he's closing in on 100 pitches. Coach does not take the ball from him. Well, we got a quick time in the action. Back-to-back singles and then a balk. And the Blue Jays with Ulrich at third and Kramer at second base with nobody out. A 1-1 game in the seventh, a regional championship and a trip to state on the line. Ancinas will stay on the rubber and continue to face Bauman with the count 0-1. Fans are starting to feel it. Doesn't get much bigger than this if you're the senior center fielder, Marcus Bauman. No balls, one strike, two on, and nobody out. A 1-1 deadlock here in the final frame. Mancina slips and fires, and it's fouled away into the nets, right behind home plate, and it's quickly 0-2. Bauman singled in the first, reached on a fielder's choice in the third. Now batting here in the seventh. Chance to give his team the lead. Ancinas trying to pull a miracle out in a time going to be called here by Bauman. He'll step off or out of the plate or out of the zone and gathers himself and steps back in. No balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Two in scoring position. Ancinas sets at the belt. Deep breath, lifts and fires. Pitch is low, good eye, and it's now 1-2. Took a little bit off there with that pitch. But still the count in favor of the pitcher. One ball and two strikes. Kramer at second, Ulrich the runner at third. 1-1 game here in the seventh, trip to state on the line. Long breath and a wait, lifts and fires. Oh, it just missed on the outside corner. The Bishop Ward fans wanted it. They did not get it. And that was really close, but now the count even. Two balls and two strikes. Two balls and two strikes to Bauman. Can he come through and break the tie here in the seventh? Ancinas fires. Oh, and it runs inside and hits him. The bases are now loaded with nobody out.
First baseman, number 17, Christian McAfee.
Wow, what a turn of events. Well, I will say this. Blue Jays had the bases loaded with nobody out in the sixth against Jeff West and failed to score. And at the time, they were down 1-0. But again, would go on to win 3-2. But now we will have a pitching change. Monstrous spot for the Blue Jays. A 60-second timeout. We're back after this on KNZA.
For great food and great variety, visit the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. Get all your favorite pizzas along with fresh salads, or try the fettuccine with Alfredo or spaghetti with breadsticks. The Pizza Bakery even has a variety of wings, sandwiches, and wraps, plus dessert pizza. So plan your next meal at the Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton. They're open 7 days a week. For call-in, carry-out, or eat-in, 486-2602. The Pizza Bakery in downtown Horton appreciates your local support.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
The senior Connor Taylor is the new pitcher for Bishop Ward. If you're just joining us, you're missing out. It's been great so far. A 1-1 game between the Cyclones and the Blue Jays. We're in the seventh inning. The Blue Jays threatening to take the lead with the bases loaded and nobody out. Esparza will move from third to first, and then they put Ancinas at third. Or correction, Hernandez is at third, and Ancinas will go to short. And then Dunn moves from short to second, so quite an infield change, but here we go. Taylor steps in a difficult spot. The bases are loaded for Christian McAfee in a 1-1 game in the seventh. He is 0 for 3, has reached on an error. Oh, and the first pitch nearly hit him, but he gets out of the way, and the ball ricochets off the back and gets back into play, not allowing Ulrich to score. From the Blue Jays, a chance to get out in front in the final frame. Foul ball out of play, and it's 1-1. Ulrich singled to lead off this inning, and then Kramer singled as well. And then they both moved to second and third on a balk against Mancinas, and then Bauman was hit by a pitch, and that's when they brought in Taylor here. A 1-1 game, top of the seventh inning. McAfee steps out. The old school, no batting glove style, batting from the left side. Slight bend to the knees, a little bit open on the stance. Chance to give his team the lead. Taylor fires. Another one low and inside. Gets away. Ulrich's going to dash for home. The throw is in time. It kicks away. And the wild pitch. Ulrich with speed. He beats the throw, and it's 2-1 Blue Jays. Everybody else moving up. Kramer to third. Bauman to second. And the Blue Jays have a 2-1 lead here in the seventh. On undefeated and number one Bishop Ward. Mancinas responsible for the run there. Still responsible for the two runners on. But the Blue Jays with a 2-1 lead on Ulrich scoring on the wild pitch. And now 2-1 the count. You're on McAfee. Taylor's pitch. It is low. Now 3-1. The Blue Jays trying to pull off what would be considered an upset here tonight. Ground ball right side. Finds the hole, and it's into shallow right for a base hit. One run is in. 3-1. Throw is late. Second run is in. McAfee comes through. A 2-RBI single, and just like that, all three runners score, and the Blue Jays lead it 4-1.
Now batting third baseman number 22, Chase Fry.
Here's Chase Fry. Still nobody out. Damage being done here in the seventh. First pitch by Taylor. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. So all of those runs charge to Mancinas. But the Blue Jays, a 4-1 lead, still batting now in the seventh. Taylor's pitch, a little bit outside. It is 1-1. Well, the first run, Ulrich scoring on a wild pitch, and then Kramer and Bauman brought home on McAfee's sharp single to right center. Next pitch to Fry is swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. The Blue Jays, no matter what happens the rest of this inning, will have an opportunity to win it and close it out in the seventh. High fly ball, center field, playable, over 10, judging it, and moves a couple steps forward to make the catch for out number one.
Designated hitter number
23,
Jacob Grimm.
Here's Grimm. He has reached on an error. He has walked and has popped out to second. Three runs have scored in the seventh for the Blue Jays. McAfee still at first, one out. 4-1, the Blue Jays leading here. Boy, they had to rally to beat Jeff West in the semifinals, and now they're putting together another late run in the regional title game. There's a swing and a miss, and it's no balls and one strike. Taylor's pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-2. Blue Jays have a 4-1 lead. Taylor sets the belt, fires, and a swing and a miss. So a three-pitch strikeout. Grimm retired, and now two down.
Left fielder number 10, Aiden Lang.
So Aiden Lang had a good tournament. He has singled tonight in this game. He has also hit into a double play and has also struck out. McAfee, the runner at first base, now two down. Swing and a miss on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Ulrich breaking the 1-1 tie, scoring on a wild pitch. And then McAfee, a 2-RBI single to make it a 4-1 lead. Next pitch a little bit high, and it's 1-1. Lang in his last at bat, or I should say an at bat when he struck out in the fourth, the near home run hit a foul ball down the left field line, but just left of the foul pole. Now swing and a miss there, 1-2. No matter what happens to the Blue Jays, the damage has been done here. The 1-2, and it gets away and goes to the backstop, and McAfee able to take second without a throw. Base hits would add maybe potentially another key run. Taylor just trying to get out of it with no more harm done. The pitch. It is low. 3-2. Reed Mitchell due up next for the Blue Jays. First three batters reaching in this inning for the Blue Jays. All three coming around to score. Here's a 3-2. Swing and a miss. So three straight outs after the big start, but again, the damage done. The Blue Jays are three outs away from a return trip to the state tournament. They lead Bishop Ward by a score of 4-1. Mitchell Kramer back out there to start the seventh, and we're back right after this.
Kind TS of Sabetha is a local, family-owned trucking company with more than 65 years' experience. With 200 of the best drivers in the business, Kime offers the most competitive benefits in the industry with a priority of keeping all drivers safe and comfortable. Visit KimeTS.com to learn more. Kime Trucking of Sabetha. We make it happen.
It's never easy or convenient when your truck breaks down, on the road or in the field. Floyd's Truck Repair can get you back going quickly with experience and efficient service. No matter what the problem is, how big or small, Floyd's Truck Repair, the trusted choice for 40 years at the old junction of Highway 75 and 36, south of Sabetha.
Hi, this is Doug Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Our staff would like to invite you to visit our website at mycountrymart.com. Check out our weekly ads, download digital coupons, and sign up for our weekly email-only specials. Then, come visit our store on Old Highway 75 in Sabetha. We think you'll love our fresh meat and produce department. Come see us at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. Good food, good experienced people.
KNZA.
The Sabetha Blue Jays are three outs away from returning to the Class 3A State Championship Tournament. A 4-1 lead on Bishop Ward.
The catcher, number 7, Rolando Calderon.
And Mitchell Kramer will go back out there, again, his pitch count. This might only be his one batter faced here in the seventh. We'll see. But three outs away from making it back to state after scoring three in the top of the seventh. The first pitch by Kramer to Calderon is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Calderon, he lined out to center in the third. He also struck out in the fifth. Here's an 0-1. It is in the dirt, 1-1. Kramer has struck out 8 in the game, and he is pitching here into the 7th. And one in there. Belt-high fastball called strike number 2. It is 1-2. Calderon followed by Hernandez and Overton. The Cyclones entered this game with a number 1 ranking and an undefeated record, and that is in danger. Just missing on the outside corner. Fans wanted it. Calderon shaking his head. And evens the count. 2-2. Three outs away from the Blue Jays taking down number 1. They lead it 4-1 here in the home seventh. A foul ball to the right side out of play. Stays 2-2. Beth has had a heck of a season. And this would be considered an upset. Bishop Ward, they have been number 1 for a majority of the season and have not lost a game, and that is hard to do throughout an entirety of a season at this level of baseball. Here's the pitch. It is high, and it counts. The count now runs full, 3-2. Fans starting to get a little anxious here for Sabetha. Blue Jays are 18-5 coming into this one. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Got him with the fastball, and there's one up and one down here in the seventh. 9 strikeouts for Kramer. And that's going to be his final batter faced, and he is going to get a standing O. 9 strikeouts, 1 run allowed for Mitchell Kramer. A pitching change, and the Blue Jays 2 outs away from winning it. We'll step aside for a timeout back after this on KNCA.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Are you ready to explore the great outdoors with your recreational vehicles? Contact us, SBS Insurance, today for a personal insurance quote to protect your side-by-sides, boats, and RVs against unexpected mishaps. From off-road adventures to serene voyages, enjoy peace of mind wherever travel takes you.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company. Were you the customer? Are the owner.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Jacob Grimm called upon to relieve Mitchell Kramer, who goes 6 1/3, allowing just one run with 9 strikeouts as he reached the pitch count. The Blue Jays leading number one ranked Bishop Ward 4-1 here in the bottom of the seventh. And Jacob Grimm taking his final few warm-up tosses to try to put this game to bed. And send everybody to bed. And for Sabetha fans, send them home happy. They are 2 outs away from a return trip in the state tournament in what would be the 3rd time in the last 3 years. But Kramer, once taken off the mound, got a standing ovation from the Sabetha faithful.
Pitching for Sabetha, number 23, Jacob Grimm.
So Grimm needs 2 outs. He was the DH, so... the defensive alignment does not change outside of that. Here's number 9 in the order, freshman David Hernandez, who is 0-2. Fry at third, Winger at short, Schmelzley at second, McAfee first, Mitchell the catcher, Lang in left, Bauman in center, Ulrich in right. So Grimm steps up. 2 outs to go. To clinch this bad boy. Righty, lifts and fires. Hernandez, first pitch, knee-high fastball called strike number 1. Hernandez, he struck out in the 3rd. He lined out to short in the 5th. Grimm likes the first call from the catcher, Mitchell. Here's the pitch. Low and outside. 1-1. Blue Jays scored the first run of the game in the top of the 5th on a wild pitch. Ulrich able to scamper home. Overton tied it with a solo home run in the bottom half of that inning. And this is hit well, left side, and on a hop, fielded, throw to first, is in time. I think they said he caught it anyways. Winger did at short. And the Blue Jays are 1 out away from the state tournament.
Center fielder, number 9, England Overton.
And we mentioned Overton, who hit the home run in the 5th. Steps up with 2 outs and nobody on. They got to get something going here to get potential tying or winning runs on base. Grimm's first pitch, low and outside for a ball. He hit the home run in the 5th. He also walked and has singled. He has had a good night, the junior center fielder, Keelan Overton. That may not be enough. Here's a 1-0. Right down the middle. 1-1. Grimm trying to shut the door. 2 outs. The 1-1. Little bit high. 2 1-1. Boy, the Blue Jays season was on the brink of elimination in the semifinals. Now 2-0 in the seventh to Jeff West. They score 3 to win it. And now threatening to win it. Ground ball, third base side, could end it. Fry to first, in time. You better believe it, Blue Jays. They knock off undefeated in number one, Bishop Ward, by a final score of 4-1. And the ruckus begins in the middle of the field. An incredible two-game stretch here tonight for the Blue Jays, and they're back at state.
And that's your ball game. Final score.
Unbelievable stretch that the Blue Jays are on, and we'll continue into next week. Our final score in the regional championship. Number 2 seed Sabetha 4, and number 1 ranked Bishop Ward 1. We'll step aside and wrap things up when we come back here at KNZA.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hello, this is Dr. Brett Lukert from Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness. Nutrition is so important when it comes to our health. This is why I became a certified chiropractic wellness practitioner. Patients need to be educated on how to eat healthy and how to avoid toxic inflammatory foods, because every time we eat, we're either converting our food to energy or storing it as fat. Foods that cause high blood sugar ultimately are what lead to obesity and diabetes. But these conditions are treatable and often reversible with proper nutritional intervention. Call Lukert Chiropractic and Wellness at 284-008 to learn how today.
Spring and summer mean grilling season, and if you're needing more meat in the freezer, contact Anderson Meats of Troy. They have almost immediate openings for beef and hogs, and can get any job done to put meat in your freezer in the next 30 to 60 days, all customized just the way you want it. And even if you don't need butchering and processing, Anderson Meats has their retail room open with grab-and-go cuts of beef and pork to fill your freezer. Trust the best. Anderson Meats on Last Chance Road in Troy, where taste meets tradition.
Superman, a hero on call 24/7, responding to the world's greatest emergencies and untimely disasters. Like Superman, MCR Towing is ready for any emergency with our fully equipped service truck. Unlike Superman, we are the real deal, responding to your untimely disasters. We're prepared to save the day with tire changes, unlocks, and fuel deliveries. Our primary goal is to get you back on schedule quickly and safely. Remember, MCR Towing when disaster strikes your schedule.
At Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HDLF Bank, our story started decades ago in Hiawatha and Sabetha, and it continues because of you, our customers, our communities, and our neighbors. We are proud to be a small part of your success. But where does your story start? Where do you want to go? Whether starting a business, saving for the future, or launching your ideas to the next level, we want to help you take your first steps towards something big. We see potential, ideas, innovation, and growth everywhere. Bank of Blue Valley, a division of HDLF Bank, member FDIC, and Equal Housing Lender.
Discover Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia, specializing in diesel pickup and pickup repair. Their tire services are top-notch, with an expanding fleet for on-the-go assistance, stocking a variety of tires, ensuring fast in-and-out service. Need mobile tire repair for ag, over-the-road, or commercial tires? They've got you covered at Becker Repair. Their skilled team handles general vehicle repairs, including semi-trucks, ATVs, and UTVs. Prioritizing customer satisfaction makes them one of the most respected choices in the region. Come experience the passion for quality service at Becker Repair and Performance in Centralia.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Congratulations to the Sabetha Blue Jays, a Class 3A regional championship, a winner 4-1 over number one ranked Bishop Ward, who came into the game undefeated, but undefeated no more. Blue Jays back to state for a third time in 3 years. Back one final time, Brandon Tam and Kurt Kilman. Thanks to everyone helping out, listening in. It was a lot of fun, and at one point, the Blue Jays looked like their season was on the brink of elimination in their semifinal game against Jeff West earlier today. They were down 2-0 going into the seventh, and they would score 3 to rally for a 3-2 win. And in a 1-1 game in the seventh in the championship, they score 3, the big hits. A Christian McAfee, 2 RBI single. Will Ulrich also scoring on a wild pitch. 4-1, and they would retire the side 1-2-3 in the bottom of the seventh. So at a record of 19-5, the Blue Jays will go into state next week. We'll know the brackets here somewhat soon, so keep an eye on that. But nonetheless, a fantastic night of baseball here on KNZA, and the Blue Jays are back to the state tournament. Again, neither team getting a run until the fifth inning. It was scoreless until then. Blue Jays got the first run of the game. It was Mitchell Kramer scoring on an error and on what was nearly a double play that would have ended the inning, but Kramer able to score on a wild throw from short to first. And then Keelan Overton for Bishop Ward tied the game with two strikes and two outs with a solo home run, and then we got to 1-1 into the seventh. And then again, the Blue Jays again, the big two RBI single by McAfee and Ulrich scoring on a wild pitch, and they were able to hold on for the 4-1 win. So a 22-1 season for Bishop Ward, and the last loss or the lone loss is the one you don't want to have, and that's in a regional championship game. So we'll have some more softball coverage for you tomorrow. Of course, we got a few teams vying for spots into state tournaments. Congratulations to Valley Falls in Class 2-1A. And, of course, here the Sabetha Blue Jays will have them covered as well next week in MHK. So until tomorrow in our softball coverage, to Captain Kurt Kilman, Justin Fluke, everyone involved, thanks again. Final tallies in this regional title game. Sabetha, 4 runs, 6 hits, 8 left on base. They finish the season with a record of 19-5. That's where they'll head to state with. And then Bishop Ward at 22-1. They finish with 1 run, 5 hits, and 6 left on base. Thanks for listening to High School Baseball. We'll talk to you tomorrow for more action across the MSC Sports Radio Network.